بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. May Allah Ta'ala make whatever is said beneficial to all. So this is the two surahs that I'm now going to translate very quickly. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ وَالْعَادِيَاتِ. That how hard it is for me and you to be different. The beginning of every difficulty is when the doctor says this injection is going to pain, but in 3 days' time, you're going to get better. He says, I need to admit you in ICU. They're going to put drips into your hand. You will have to separate from your wife and children. You will have to sleep in that hard hospital bed. You will have to eat porridge in the morning that don't taste nice at all. And the man says, I'm ready to sign. They say, why? Because the doctor says, hopefully, look at that word, hopefully, in 2 or 3 weeks' time, I'll discharge you and you'll be better. Just because of an end, that journey becomes, which was hard, becomes acceptable. And the individual is ready to sign it. When Allah Tabarakallah is going to mention what He wants from me and you, which is hard, before that Allah Tabarakallah says, okay, let's talk about the end. The end is what was mentioned at the beginning of this program, that Qiyamah is around the corner. What is the end? Allah Tabarakallah says, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. The surah, many of us might have memorized it somewhere in our life. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, who reads the surah, عُدِلَتْ نِصْفَ الْقُرْآنِ. This is equal to half the Qur'an. Which meaning scholars have mentioned, we have hope, they said, they hope Allah will give you the reward of half the Quran, one shot. With that hope, as we will read the surah now, it was read, we're hearing it again, we say, Allah, on this night, where so many people are going to spend the night in ghaflat, negligence, will you write us amongst the people who, so to say, read half the Quran on this night? I got half the Quran. So that's one meaning, and we have that hope. The second meaning is, the mazameen, the subject of Quran is two. Half the Quran deals with the issues of this world. That in this world, what are the signs of Allah and what are the laws of Allah? And the other half of Quran deals about what's coming there. Who reads this surah, it's as though he has read half the Quran. This thing starts with the blow and he takes it right till the end of Qiyamah. In so few verses, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. It is a surah not to hear the translation. We want it to be living in us. Whenever we will be told, why don't you be like us? Why don't you do what I'm doing? Then we don't know the answer. But how nice if a boy, a girl, when the devil says, just give in today, and the answer to the devil is, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ زِلْزَالَهَا. That how can I forget that day when the earth is going to shake? How can I forget that day when the earth is going to shake? Nabi Salih alayhi salatu wasalam told his people when they went beyond board, he said, ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ. Now Allah has given you 3 days. Enjoy. تَمَتَّعُوا. Enjoy. Which if you were to ask a man that if they say Mars is going to hit in earth, they always say those stories, it's coming, coming, never came. So they say it's going to bang into earth in 3 days' time. And the entire earth is going to blow up. Then you ask that man, what you'll do now? So he says, hey, if I only got 3 days left, you know, all that filthy desires of mine, I think I'll fulfill it like. It was 3 days. Big talk. Big talk. When people see death in front of them, Nabi Saleh alayhi salam said, 3 days, now enjoy what you want. During those 3 days, they could have done whatever they wanted. But they knew after the 3 days is not the end, it's the beginning. 3 days, they just remain stuck. Just stuck. When they were told 3 days, Allah tabarak ta'ala now says to me and you, it's around the corner. إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضُ When the earth is going to shake. وَأَخْرَجَتِ الْأَرْضُ أَثْقَالَهَا And when the earth will pull out whatever was heavy, meaning thing of value, me, you, the big kings, the big pharaohs, everyone who in this world really felt, I am the boss. All those bosses went into the earth. And the day will come when the earth will say, my burden is now being pushed out. I carried for years and years the world. See, when they ask, what's the population on earth? You'll say, that's a wrong sentence. You must say, what's the population living? Because there's a huge population dead already. When you ask, what's the population dead? Then the grave will say, that's what I got with me. That you few million, you're living, you're a burden I'm carrying on top. You don't know who's in me at the moment. I got the whole world in me. On that day when the earth will push out its burdens, it will push out its load. وَقَالَ الْإِنسَانِ That will not be the whole lens coming up. And it will not be the whole lens from the time of Adam alayhi salam coming up. It will be the entire world from the time of Adam alayhi salam. Everyone will stand and in one voice they will say, مَا لَهَا What's happening? This word, إِذَا زُلْزِلَتِ الْأَرْضِ That when it's going to shake, يَوْمَئِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا When they will say, what's happening? Almighty Allah says, on that day, the earth is not only going to kick us out, when the earth will start talking also. When the earth will start talking, Almighty Allah will press, so to say, the button play, And whatever was recorded, بِأَنَّ رَبَّكَ أَوْحَى لَهَا Just because Almighty Allah has now given it its command. That play. When it's play, it won't be a voice. It will be something beyond where they say they caught you on camera and now you're feeling so shy and you know what happened. So as the camera is playing, even before the time comes, you close your eyes. You say, I don't want to see it. On that day, every man will see his camera. When the earth will start speaking, and the man will close his eyes, because one chapter is passing. Then he'll look up again, is that one finished? And he'll see another one, and he'll remember, I know what happened there. Allah save us from disgrace in this world. There is another disgrace on that day. Allah save us. يَوْمَئِذِي يَصْدُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا On that day when man will come in groups, so many groups. They say group A, there will be a group of disbelievers and believers. Disbelievers will be one side, the believers won't even have the thought of looking at them. And the believers will be divided into groups. And groups upon groups upon groups upon groups. Just the separating of groups itself will be like an adab, a punishment. Everyone will think, which group they're going to push me in? Because everyone knows his story. Were you a traitor? That's the traitor's group there. Then an angel is hitting, hey, what are you doing? Isn't you a liar? That's the liar's group. That is why when we say Sahaba, we say radiyallahu anhum, that they were so unique that on that day the angel will just say, you are Sahabi, finish. There's nothing else for you, like. You are Sahabi, you are clean everywhere, like. But for me and you, we don't know which angel will say that, you know, there's that group there, A, B, C, D, E, F. You sure you're not of this one, you sure you're not of that one. And shivering, you say, Allah, I ask for mercy. That day is going to happen. When people celebrate on this night, it's because they forgot the day when the shaykh is going to take place. We can't celebrate if you don't know what the result is. It's like those people, they have their matric party and their matric ball. They have it before the results. So they dance today and they committed suicide 3 weeks later.
You said normally if you're going to party, then at least wait for the result. Some of them say, no, if the result is good or bad, at least the party is the main thing. They say, party for what? Celebrate. Celebrate for what? Everyone celebrates. Fish. He say, you know you're celebrating that you failed. That's what it is. When people party tonight and they forgot the sheikh. But me and you as the people of Iman, we read this. As though he has read half the Quran, when the earth will shake. Then comes the next surah. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala now speaks, what is now asked from me and you? That is that point. We have to get there on that day where it will be فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةً. That individual who has even done an atom of good, yara, Allah says, I'll make sure he sees it. Even an atom of good. And when he's going to see it, he's not going to see it like a 5 rand coin. Or £5, $5. When Almighty Allah says, I'll let you see it, Allah will make that man see it. That when he will look at that investment, he'll say, so little, and what a thing you gave me. That's what's called, he will see it. And then Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, وَمَن يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا. And for that person who did an atom of evil, and when he comes with it, then he will also see it. Also see it means you're not going to see something small then. The shan of Allah. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a man says one sentence so small he thinks of it, but it takes him to the depths of Jahannam. Sahaba radiallahu anhu said, one sentence, like, one sentence. The surah is to say no celebration, at the moment it's istighfar. That Allah, I will carry on asking you forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. My celebration will come then. Allah make us all celebrate in the right time. What is wanted from us now till that day? Surah Al-Adiyat gives one message. That how much do I and you appreciate Allah? So the surah, they say the khulasa of the surah is, O man, meaning O myself, O you. Are we na shukra? Like the father says to the child, you're so ungrateful, you. And then the child gets angry with the father. Then he speaks like they speak to us. He says, my father, I don't know what's wrong with him. But when the father speaks, he says, he doesn't know how much I spend on him. He doesn't know how much I do. And me, poor person, I'm stuck in between there. I got nothing to do with this father and this son, but now I must break my head to try to tell the son, you know what, your father does a lot for you. And tell the father, you know what, your son does a lot for you. I say, you father and son can't work out your own problems. Just sit together. When the father says, na shukra, then still we can tell the father sometimes, but you don't know really how much your son is doing. If anyone has the right to say you are ungrateful, it is the Zat of Allah to us. Where no man can say, Allah, you don't know how much I'm doing for you. In the surah, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, oh man, you know how ungrateful you are. But still I love you. Like, you know how ungrateful. The surah is the praise of man. And telling that, you know how ungrateful you are. But in which manner Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says how ungrateful we are. The Arabs lived with horses. We know a lot about horses. It's a unique animal. Few qualities of the horses Allah Tabarak Ta'ala describes. وَالْعَادِيَاتِ ضَبْحَ. By the oath of the horse when it starts galloping, sprinting, racing, moving. That highest speed of that horse. And it starts panting. Meaning, I'm tired, I'm tired, I'm tired. Stop now. And still the master kicks it and says, move. Someone will say, are you making zulam on this animal? He says, I need to get to the village before the morning. Something serious is going to happen. And he kicks the animal again. He says, just carry on, just carry on. I know you're tired. Just get there. And then you can rest. And does the horse stop? The horse carries on. Allah says that horse is panting, panting, and it's running, it's running. It's not saying I can't manage anymore. If my master needs me to get there, even if I have to go, my master promised, I promise you, you reach your destination, there's no more panting for you, just get there. And the horse reaches there. Mufassirin wrote so nicely that there's an indication that Almighty Allah is now asking me and you that the horse did it for the master, but the master never created it. The master will feed it until it's alive, and he will cry 1-2 cheers when it dies, and then the master will look for a new horse. Oh man, Mufassirin have written as though Allah is saying, have I put you in so much of difficulty that you panting? That have me and you been made to pant? When someone says, hey, Islam is hard, like, so this ayat is asking, is anyone panting? And Almighty Allah says, just get to the ending and I'll stop it. We relaxing. So the first question, have I put you through what the horse is being put through? Is it so difficult? فَالْمُورِيَاتِ قَدْحَا. By the oath of the horse at night, many a time the horseman, especially the mujahid, knew this journey has to take place at night. Because by the morning we have to launch the attack. At night as the horse is running, everything is dark. So when the leg of the horse, the foot, normally the horse has that steel shoe. So because steel is going to hit sometimes on rock, and when everything is pitch black and it hits on rock, you're going to get that flame, like that spark. That spark goes up because everything is dark. And sometimes when that spark goes, even the horse gets slightly frightened. Because the horse's nature is, its hearing is unique. Its eyesight is like almost 360. It can pick up everything. So even if that fire went behind it, its hearing, they say miles and miles, it can pick up something's happening. So much of understanding of fear it got, but it's just moving. It hears that spark behind it, it sees the spark behind it, it's just moving. In that late night as that horse is moving, and even the sparks are not stopping it. Even that fear of a fire is not stopping it. Even that thunder and lightning is not stopping it. It's just making fire as it's moving through the night. Again, there's that question which Mufassirin have written as though Allah is asking, have I asked you at night for so much ibadat? Have I asked you? فَالْمُغِيرَاتِ صُبْحَ. And when they reach now, then the mujahid jumps off the horse. And he leaves the horse to just rest a little bit. But already the horse knows in the morning the attack is going to be launched. So 3 hours you got to rest. When the morning, the attack has to be made in the morning. فَأَثَرْنَ بِهِ نَقَعَ. When that horse now starts running, especially when you have dew in the morning, and it's hitting on it, now you're getting all that dust. At night you are not seeing but that flame. Now in the morning you just see the dust rising. The horse is tired. The horse hardly had any sleep. Now the horse is going through such dust, and it knows the ending could be death. فَوَسَطْنَ بِهِ جَمْعًا. And with this run of yours, that horses are going into the middle of the fight. And again, ulama have mentioned, so to say, Almighty Allah is asking me and you, that when I ask you to wake up for Fajr Salah, do I really push you into the thickest of the battle? There's a Fajr in the morning which we find very hard to cope in our eye. And there's an Isha at night which sometimes you say, too late for me. In between there is something called the Salah of Tahajjud. Even that Tahajjud Salah, Allah said, I won't make it farz. He said, Bashiril Mashaina, Bashiril Mashaina, fi dhulam bin nuri tam yawm al qiyamah. Just the one when it is dark, he comes to my masjid at night and he comes in the morning. He got his Isha and he got his Fajr. Even he, I will write as though he made the whole night my ibadah. Even he, give him glad tidings. On a day of darkness, he will have no darkness. Even tahajjud was forgotten. He said, the horse at night is running. And the horse in the morning is running back into the enemy. And the horse knows after this battle, I might die. Oh man, at night when I go for my Isha, I know in 20 minutes time, I'm coming back home. And in the morning when I go for Fajr, I can even make sure my electric blanket is on and my pillow is ready. I know Imam Sahib here, he made a deal with us, one page in each rakat, that's all. Immediately at this time, you'll see me back in my bed. The wife is just coming out of the bathroom, I'm fast asleep already. So short, I know no death is after the Fajr Salah. And then the question comes, but those times come to all of us. And unique the surah is, now we ask ourselves the question, that when the adhan of the Fajr goes, then sometimes we say, hey, I'm too tired today. Immediately Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, innal insan, indeed man, if anyone has been ungrateful to his master, it is man. Because the horse proved what he proved. And all he was getting from the master is green grass and hay. As for man, he got everything of the best before. He got everything of the best after. And after getting all of that best, he was told, this is dunya. What I'm going to give you is really in the akhirah. So much. So we all now saying, isn't I am ungrateful. The next verse, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ لَشَهِيدٌ. And I don't need to bring proof. Man himself will be a proof that yes, I am ungrateful. I know it. You know it. How Allah said it, wallah, it's the truth. No man can ever say, I have been grateful to you. Because at night I don't run like that horse. And in the morning I don't run into the enemy. I only got a few hours at night, a few hours in the morning. I got a few days when some desires come in me. A few minutes of desire. Where I'm in the front of the internet. I got to do some work for my business. A certain feeling comes in me. I want to message that girl. I want to see how she looks. The girl wants to message the boy. There's a certain desire. And then I say, but when the horse, it was also desirous of food. It also wanted its water. It also wanted its rest. But in the love of its master, it kept itself. Just because the master promised is, when I reach my destination, you can eat what you want to. We also got a master. And he hasn't asked us to cry so much. There's a few minutes when we have to cry, when we have to burn, when we might have to see little but flames, when the heart might say, I might bleed in this. We say, the horse is going into the blood. When they cut the enemy in a battle, before they go for the rider, they go for the horse. The horse knows my legs are going to be cut. Blood is going to be coming out. My life is going, last battle. Me and you, it's a little blood where we live after that also. Little bleeding in the heart. There will be a pain for a few minutes. There will be little difficulty Fajr, little difficulty Isha, few difficulties in front of the internet. We got a few days and then the earth is going to shake. May Allah make it that when we reach that day, we are the ones that are smiling. Allah Tabarak Ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. Does not man know that the day when everything which is in the grave will be taken out and everything which is in the heart will be squeezed out? The love of this world, the love of wealth, the dirt, the filth, everything squeezed. إِنَّ رَبَّهُمْ بِهِمْ يَوْمَئِذِ لَخَبِيرٌ. Does man not know, meaning you'll all know, I know, you know. Does man not know that Allah on that day will be all aware of them? Already today Allah is all away, but on that day when it's man to Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, by the qasam of Allah, you will stand in front of Almighty Allah. لَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَهُ تَرْجُمَانِ. There will no be translator between you and Allah. It will be one and one. On that day we're going to shiver. I will shiver. Who won't shiver? Every Nabi on that day will shiver. One personality on that day, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will not shiver. One personality. The whole world will be shivering. One personality will be able to stand and say, Allah, I want to praise you. I want to ask from you. He will go into sajda. He will praise and praise and praise in such ways. One, the rest of us, we are going to shiver. The day is coming. There's no need to celebrate. Little that we can do today is going to make us to enjoyments of tomorrow. Little we just fight it. Little we just go against the flow. Little we just say that I am unique with my way, because it makes my Nabi happy, it makes my Allah happy. I am an unfaithful horse indeed. But even an unfaithful horse, sometimes I can ride the journey. If I can just try to please my master, just try to please my master. Even the unfaithful horse, then sometimes the master will give it one pat and say, well done. May Allah tabarakallah, we all unfaithful. But Allah in His kindness, He appreciates a lot. Allow every one of us to do that one small act that just makes Allah tabarakallah announce, you are mine. And in these nights we got the chance to do that. Just to be a little different. Allah grant us all tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.